In our previous shiurim, we began a discussion regarding Mesach B'Kuvya. And as we concluded in the previous shiur, there clearly is a difference of opinion between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah regarding Mesach B'Kuvya, with the Shulchan Aruch taking a much stricter approach than the Ramah. So the question is, certainly regarding a Sfardi who follows the opinion of the Beis Yosef of the Shulchan Aruch, and he bought a lottery ticket. The question is that permissible? Is it permissible for a Sfardi to participate in a lottery? So I saw that the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah on Masechta Bava Metzia, Siman Nun Dalet, has a discussion regarding this question. So he says a number of reasons why it would be permitted even for a Sfardi who follows the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch to enter into, to buy a lottery. One, he says, is because the lottery ticket itself has a value. In other words, when you go buy a lottery ticket, $1 or $5, whatever it costs, that is an intrinsic value. What's the raya? Because let's say I would take a lottery ticket owned by somebody and destroy it. I would have to pay him back the value of the lottery ticket. So therefore, since it has an intrinsic value, so I'm buying something that has a value. That's not what Mesach B'Kuvya is. Mesach B'Kuvya is I didn't buy anything of value. Moreover, he says, the person who's selling the lottery, the person who's offering the prize, for him, it's certainly not an asmachta. Why for him is it certainly not an asmachta? Because the reason he's making this lottery is because he feels that this is the way he's going to earn money. He's going to sell tickets for X amount, but the prize will be less than the money that is coming in. So certainly from the seller of the lottery ticket's perspective, it's not considered an asmachta. What about from the perspective of the buyer? So first of all, the Mishpatei HaTorah goes on, says that we know that whenever we have a din Torah between parties and there's a machloikis hapoiskim around the question that's being discussed, the one who's holding on to the money, doesn't want to pay, could say kimle. I follow another opinion. So here too, since the seller, let's say the seller was sold a lottery ticket, and the buyer who bought the lottery ticket says, well, I'm a Sfardi, and I follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, this is not a halachically legal transaction. Still, says the Mishpatei HaTorah, the seller could say, I hold like the Ramah. And once he says kimle, that I hold like the Ramah, he will win that case. And therefore, the Sfardi is obligated to follow the deals of the terms of this transaction. But then he adds another concept. Since the lotteries that are sold according to government, according with government supervision and with government approval, the fact that the government is involved in that transaction and the government licenses it gives it a certain legal standing that it should be considered a full-fledged Kenyan. There's a tshuva, and the Shas of Tshuvas Rav Po'alim. Yerudea Chelek Beis Simen Lamed. He speaks about a very interesting type of lottery. He says, someone has a very expensive item to sell, and there's really no one that could afford to buy that item. There are many people that would like to have the item, but they can't afford it. So the seller of this item comes up with a very good approach. He's going to, let's say it's an item that's worth $5,000. He's going to sell 50 tickets for $100 a ticket. $100 the customers could buy, could afford. And whoever, and then he'll put all of those 50 tickets into a gyro, into a lottery, and whoever wins will be able to, will get this item. Is that called an asmachta? Is that called mesach b'kuvya? He says there's no question that that is permissible. He says that's the way I'm prepared to buy it. I'm prepared to buy it by putting down $500, by putting down this $100 and hoping that this $100 will end up making me or getting me an item which is worth $5,000. The way I understand what the Rav Po'alim means to say, it's probably no different than someone investing in a stock. When someone invests in a stock, he's not buying the stock that it should be worth what he spent on it. He's buying it because he hopes that the stock will go up. And the Rav Po'alim says one more word. The Rav Po'alim says the fact that there are 49 other people doing the same thing I did in buying this lottery for this item that's being sold, that has nothing to do with me. And again, using the comparison to the stock market, it's no different than if 50 people invest in the same stock. Every person's investment is an individual investment. And since every individual's investment is an individual investment, which is permissible, because that's how he hopes to earn some money, that's why it's mutter. The Rav Moshe Sternbuch in the Shas of Tshuvas, Tshuvas van Hoggis, Chelek Dalid, Simen Shin Yud Aleph, also has discussion about lotteries, gyros, and he says, he gives two points. One is a point that I actually saw from Rav Shimon Shkop as well. He says, when somebody participates in a lottery, the person knows that his chances of winning are very low. Since his chances of winning are very low, what he's doing is he's saying, I'm giving away this money. It's no different than someone giving away his money. I'm giving away this money. Now, if on the very outside chance that he does indeed succeed, great. If at the end he doesn't succeed, that doesn't mean that the deal wasn't a real deal. What it means is that when he put down the money, when somebody buys a lottery ticket, he isn't buying it and saying, oh, I'm surely going to win the money. He starts thinking about how to spend it. He knows the chances of him winning are very remote. And therefore, that's not called that there was any situation of a real Kenyan that we have to start judging was the Gemira Stas. And therefore, it's fine. But then Rav Moshe Sternbuch takes this one step further. He says, specifically, when there are goyrels, when there are lotteries, when these kind of things that are done for tzedakah, there's even more reason to be lenient. For he explains, when somebody buys a lottery ticket for a tzedakah, he really, says Rav Moshe Sternberg, knows, like we just said for Rav Shimon Shkop, that he has a very small chance of winning. What is his real intention? His real intention is to give tzedakah. Just, even in tzedakah, we sometimes need to incentivize people to give tzedakah. So how do we incentivize a person to give tzedakah? We make it interesting. We attach to it a goyro. But it's not to say that without the goyro, that the purpose here is that he wants to enter into a bet. He wants to be masach b'kuvya. He really wants to give tzedakah. This is just the easier way to help us get him to give the tzedakah. And therefore, says Rav Moshe Sternberg, certainly in a situation of tzedakah, there is no problem in participating in a goyro. I was also thinking, however, based on what we discussed in this year, there are two types of goyro. There's a Chinese auction type of goyro where a number of people put in for a certain price. And then there's a goyro where they, you know, everybody donates a certain amount and then everybody gets a ticket and then they put all the tickets in a box and they choose the winner. According to the way we learned in this year, the Rav Palm said that the type of a goyro like a Chinese auction with somebody selling an item and a number of people put in money, less than the item is worth, but that's how they're going to perhaps get it. So the Rav Palm said, and the way we explained the Rav Palm, it's no different than investing into a stock in the stock market or a piece of property for real estate. And certainly that would maybe be a better way than the other way. It's also interesting to point out that the Sefer Pesachei Choshen from Yaakov Bloisetzal in the Chelik Kinyonim, Perik Chof Aleph, Ha'ora Lamed Beis, also discusses the situation of lotteries for tzedakah, a lot of the different issues that we discussed. He quotes the two situations that he discusses that I'd like to repeat. One is he speaks about a situation where I bought a lottery ticket, but I feel that my friend maybe has better mazel than I do. So instead of putting my name down, I put down my friend's name. And at the end, that girl wins. So who's going to get the winning? Will I or my friend? So he says, as long as I did not in any way indicate that I'm buying this goyro on behalf of my friend, it's going to be my money and I will get the entire winning. Another halacha that he says is that, let's say a goyro was conducted and there was a mistake done in the processing of the goyro. So the question is, do we have to start, and this is a mistake that doesn't necessarily require us to start the goyro all over again. Do we need to start the goyro all over again, or do we just need to correct that mistake? Says the Pesachei Choshen, that once there was any mistake in the goyro, even though it doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily the kind of mistake that would disqualify the whole goyro, the halacha is you have to start the goyro all over again.